give you everything I had to give.
You should come and
sometimes when you leave, you're all I had to give.
I'm gonna live.
Sometimes when you left,
you watch yourself off and
watch your mood go down.
You used to watch the sun
stick off my shoes and
stamp our feet in the ground. And it's
we used to take off our shoes and stamp our feet in the ground.
Was fun. It's Gonna Rain by Sonny and Cher from the album Where the Action Is. Los Angeles Nuggets 1965 to 1968. Previous to that, Dance Kid Dance. The Loved Ones on the album If You're Ready. The Best of Dunwich Records, Volume 2. And previous to that, Where I'm Not Wanted by Eddie Holman on the album Where I'm Not Wanted. And previous to that, Lonely Lover by Dorothy Berry from the album Northern Soul Fever Volume 2. Previous to that, Artificial Energy. The Birds, request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 63 degrees in New York. Now, back to the show.
Hello, zombies.
Hello.
Oh, hang on, I'll turn your microphone on. There you go, say it again.
Hello.
Hello, Ken.
That's better. I hear you've all split up then.
Yeah.
Nasty. Why?
Well, you know, we've been slogging away for 3.5 years,
yeah.
And we got a new record deal, you know, a little while ago when we were producing our own records and things, and
mm-hmm.
we thought we'd give this a go. And in fact, we've produced an LP, you know, which is coming out soon and done all the cover and everything on it.
Yeah.
And this hasn't, you know, the last record was from the LP and nothing yeah. happened. To it, so
how long has the LP been out?
No, it's out on the 19th in actual fact.
Well, wouldn't it be better to wait until the LP is maybe a huge success and then decide whether to go?
Well, if the LP is a huge success, then maybe we'll come back again.
Come back in again, okay. Oh well, here's the single, folks. Bye bye bye, keep them in. We can't afford to lose lovely groups, you know. Oh, those fingers. Fingers of Rod Argent there. Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Kenny.
Well, what are you going to do now? You're just going to go into bakery or brick building or something?
Well, no, actually, we've got plans for, you know, for another group.
Yeah?
Well, I have anyway, you know.
Well, you're going to form a group?
Yeah, from other musicians working around at the moment. And in a couple of months, this should be, you know, going.
And you're still going to stay bubbling in the business?
Oh, yeah. Chris and myself are going to record producing
yeah?
as well, you know, writing.
Oh,
writing.
Wonderful. So
everything's happening.
Yes, isn't it, Josh? Okay, well, come back again when you're fantastically successful, and then I can appear on your show, okay?
Okay, Kenny.
Bye-bye. There you go, that's the Zombies, good old Zombies, ta-ra. And they've gone walking out, yeah, out of front door. That was their new record, and it's called Time of the Season by the Zombs. Okay? You can't beat the Zombies, kids. That's from their new LP, which is the album of the century on the Kenny Everett Show, which is lasting another hour and a half, so short century. And now, live in the studio... I'd play you a big round of applause, but I haven't got it queued up and I've got all the machines working and my fingers are all worn to the bone anyway, so pretend you've just heard a rousing round of applause. The Zombies! Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Well, we had you here a couple of weeks ago, but we didn't really ask you the questions that I wanted to because I was rushed and, cartridges and records and all that business. It's sort of... radio does your head in, doesn't it? Anyway, what I really wanted to ask you is has anybody snapped you up to produce records?
Well, a few companies have been interested. We've got our... We've got a few things going for ourselves yet, but it'll take about 6 months to get going.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, dear. 6 months without Zombies. It's a good job you produced an album. How long did it take you to do this thing, by the way, which you're just going to play all of in a minute?
Well, it took 6 months. What we did was we had about 3 songs, and we decided to take 6 months off.
Yeah?
And write while we were doing the album, you know. So it was a complete sort of... production within, we were writing it, arranging it, producing it, singing it during the whole 6 months, you know.
And what is that you're wearing?
Oh, this is my, this is my sheep.
Looks like a large rat, folks, but they're coming back in this year. You ready to sing me a jingle?
Yes.
Deep breath.
Ken, we'll thank you once again, Ken.
Uh-huh. Very wonderful, yes. Is singing out of tune coming back in as well? Well, here's a track from their album, kids. Album of the Century, Odyssey and Oracle, available in your local shops.
Took a long time to...
Oh, well done, zombies. Don't forget, Odyssey and Oracle, 37.6 or whatever it costs in your local shop. Buy it today! Actually, I should have played this before I played the record.
And now from our featured album of the century,
we reckon
that this is one of the best tracks.
Anything finally to say before the show folds up and disappears?
Oh, we're very sorry it's holding up and disappearing. Very sorry about that.
Can you hold back the tears long enough to sing me a goodbye? Oh, you just sung me a goodbye.
And I, Lord, I
Oh! The Meditation Singers, the amazing Meditation Singers, one of their early records, The Royal Telephone. I should have looked that up to see who originally did that. Not giving, implying that I'm unprepared for tonight's program. Right before that, we heard the Angels of Harmony tip down. Where? To the altar. You can tip down to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel broadcast this evening, because we're just getting started. On WFMU, of course, my name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in, brothers and sisters, and beloved. AccuPlaylist is up and running. When you go to WFMU.org, click on the playlist and comments. While you're also at WFMU.org, you'll notice that it's the October fundraiser, the Heaven Raiser on Sinner's Crossroads. Yes. You know what I'm saying. Our special for today, when you're at WFMU.org, you can also check out the special programming that so many of the other DJs have. It's just very cool. Of course, informative, challenging, entertaining, provocative radio programming for the next month. I look forward to it. I don't know about you. For example, Michael Shelley's going to have Peter Halsheffer on. And I'm really looking forward to that, because he asks good questions. Mr. Shelley does. I guess our special for today is we have a lot of records with a Sizzle and Pop and Hiss, et cetera, crackly, rough-sounding gospel records. I don't think this is one of them, though. The Supreme Wonders, So Many Years, is what they're going to be singing about. Getting us underway here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Well, so many years,
so many years,
I live this sin.
I live in sin.
So many days.
So many days.
Oh.
You can see the silver. know that was a long time ago. Old lady was laying on her bed. You know one thing about mother, she loves her children. If anybody in here know what I'm talking about, let me see you raise your hand. I'd like to see the hand raised that got the mother living today. And one thing I want to tell you, you don't know how blessed you are. Let everybody in the building say amen. I'd like to hear you say amen again. Sad for Jesus. You know God is good. And one night in a small town, this old lady was laid in her bed late in the night. She heard the telephone ring and she picked up the receiver. And on the other end, she heard her daughter said, "Mom, this is your daughter." She looked out of the window, and the darkness was closing all around. She says, "Cole, it's too late to catch a bus. Cabs can't be found. But one thing about your mother, it never get too cold for to come and see about her child." She got up out of bed and put on old clothes. Tucked a scarf and wrapped it around her neck. "I got to walk for many miles. My daughter needs me this evening. I got to see what's wrong with her." She opened up the door and the wind blowed in her face. You know what she did? She started to walking. Started to pray. Kept on walking. Kept on praying. She looked around, started singing. Ah, no. Walking. Walking. She looked all around, it was dark out there that night. She kept on. Walking. Ah, no. Kept on. Walking. Walking. She know when she got to the hospital. You know what happened? The doctor said you don't have to worry no more. Your daughter gonna be all right. You know what she did? The doctor said you don't have to pray no more. The old lady said, "Now, God's been good to me." And I like to tell him this. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You've been my bread. You've been my water. My Father, stand by me. When I was sick, you healed my body. You healed my daughter's body. My Father.
Oh, that awful day will surely come.
Oh! begin to move to the sole of my feet. And you know what happened to me then? I've been washed. I've been washed. We're talking about the blood of Jesus.
Wonderful arrangement of Do Lord Remember Me, of course, by the Dynamic Gaylarks. An early version of the Dynamic Gaylarks gave the Sensational Nightingales one Charles Johnson. I've got that right. I'll hear about it if it's not. And of course, during the 1970s, the Sensational Nightingales, Charles Johnson taking Julius Cheek's place in the Sensational Nightingales, the preeminent gospel shouter, at least one of them, of the 1950s, Johnson tried to emulate Cheeks' shout at first, but he was more of a Southern gospel, a country and Western, more overt country and Western singer. And the Sensational Nightingales, slowly through the late 60s and 70s and early 80s, before Johnson left, to form it, his own group, Sensational Nightingales, one of the most country and western sounding of the gospel quartets. Do Lord Remember Me. You're tuned to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on WFMU. What I'm going to do right now is tell you what you just heard, starting from the top. Supreme Wonder, So Many Years. We heard a great record, the only record by the hugely influential in singing and harmony style, the Inslee Jubilee Singers, their only record, On Mount Olive, which was their radio show theme song. Inslee, just outside of Birmingham, steel mill town, and were the favorite quartet of the Temptations, who many of the Temptations, of course, were also from Birmingham. And if you listen to Temptation, a lot of the Motown Temptations records, they hung on to the bass singer a lot longer than most groups did. They were huge Inslee Jubilee Singer fans. That Birmingham sound, that harmony texture that they had, the Temptations used that as a template. A. Williams, and I forgot to look up A. Williams, and the Canaan Brotherhood, If Loving God Were Like Silver. Yeah, a striking gospel simile. We heard from the great Cross Jordan Singers. She Started Walking, inspired by the Swanee Quintet's New Walk, or they have the same antecedent, or the Swanee Quintet were influenced by the Cross Jordan Singers, although this record came out later. They might have been singing it in programs and the like, and the Swanee Quintet heard it. I probably shouldn't have brought it up because I can't give you a definite answer on that. The part is greater than the whole. Mighty Stars of Harmony, That Awful Day Will Surely Come, But Don't Worry, Don't Worry, and Dynamic Gaylarks in that set. Right there, we're going to take those folks in the back that need to run out into the hall. A couple of folks need to smoke a cigarette real quick. That's cool. We try not to condemn anybody here on Sinner's Crossroads. Somebody did bring some potato salad, and sorry folks, don't eat it. We got bad potato salad. It is not good. It's the thought that counts. We are just getting underway with the WFMU October Heaven Raising fundraiser. Thanks to everyone who's pledged. More about that, a little bit more on the message board. Yet another reason to go to WFMU.org. If you have a question or comment, inquiry. But do you need tax advice? Who will cover on the NFL this Sunday? Center@WFMU.org. Center@WFMU.org. I think it's about covered it there. I'm getting a nod from the assistant pastor that I got that there, Reverend Creighton. How are you? I am going to collect your emails to me and publish them in a book. They should be, because they are wonderful and informative, and we got to get you on the show. Center@WFMU.org. The original Soul Stirrers forming in Texas in the 1930s. The addition of Reverend R.H. Harris, Pops Harris. The innovation of a second tenor or lead singer who then could improvise and shout over the top of a four-part harmony, generally attributed to the Texas version of the Soul Stirrers. They migrated first to Dallas and then later to Chicago, of course. R.H. Harris, the amazing vocalist, leaving in the early 50s, and of course replaced by Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke left. Johnny Taylor became the lead singer for a while. But the Soul Stirrers and the Farleys, J.J. Farley, hung on and migrated to the smaller regional labels during the 1960s and early 70s. HSE, Champ, smaller labels, Soul Stirrers for releasing a slew of records in the 70s and 80s. And just keeping on, keeping on. We're going to hear one of their HSE tracks right here to start our next set. J.J. Farley and the original Soul Stirrers, as they were officially named. You're going to need somebody. Everybody can relate to that. J.J. Farley and the original Soul Stirrers, hang in there with us, brothers and sisters and beloved. Here on Center's Crossroads, WFMU.
Doctor done all he could. You need somebody. need him early in the morning. You're gonna need Jesus late at night. I may be blind, crippled and old, but I need Jesus. Oh yes, I do.
Let's go. day. Oh yeah, make my burden lighter, it'll make my pathway brighter. Let the long desire keep the faith. Oh yeah, I'm talking about grace. Somebody, somebody right out there, they may not understand what we're saying right now, but I want to let you know that the grace of God, it'll pick you up, yes it will, it'll turn you all around.
man, I did some talking. If I was a guest pastor, they wouldn't invite me back because I talked too much and ran over the hour. Disrupted plans. Pot roasts in the oven, getting a little tough. The great Indiana wonders. I love the Lord. That's who we just heard right there to end that set on the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU. We will tell you, real quick, talk some more J.J. Farley and the Original Soul Stirrers. You're going to need somebody. Started that set, bottom of the hour, as we say, radio talk. Christian All-Stars, that's the way. We heard from the Wooden Brothers and Grace of God. Southern Gate Singers, I Told Jesus to Change My Name. Striking lyric. Southern Six out of Memphis, one of their great records, I'll Be All Right, You'll Be All Right, WFMU Will Be All Right. And we ended the set there with the Indiana Waters, I Love the Lord. Gospel Knuckleheads Will Be All Right, WFMU Listeners Will Be All Right. It'll be all right. You have been tuned to the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU, October Heaven Raiser, WFMU.org. Thanks to for everyone for tuning in. Thanks to the Mighty Gospel Friends. Thank you to the positive forces that emanate throughout the universe. Whatever their cause is, that's cool with me. Stay tuned to WFMU. And that's our Great Commission. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stay tuned to WFMU, brothers and sisters and beloved, and we will see you next week.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Richard, you got it on record. We don't do this doggone thing this time and it not be on record.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly
take a stress pill and think things over.
Just one thing left to do, it seems. I hollered, fire, fire, fire. I hollered, fire, fire, fire. You should have seen that jeweler travel when I yelled, fire, fire, fire. When I yelled, fire, fire, fire. When I yelled, fire.
Listen to me sing a song.
Lately you've been acting kind of strange and true, and everybody knows there's been a change in you. You come home for a while and then you're gone again, and I thought I'd better let you know just where I stand. I'm tired of being the loser in this game you play. You're gonna wish you'd been truer when I